It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I will be jumping in germs a little bit later this afternoon at the trampoline park. And I can't say no to my 7-year-old daughter. Really wants daddy to be there and embarrass himself again and get sick. So,
yes,
whatever you want, honey, I'm here for you.
And speaking of kids, very proud of my son, Gunner, once again. You know, he's keeping everybody up to breast on what's going on out there. You know, you need your real ID by May 7th of this year. And he reminded me. I said, well, I got a real ID. I'm good. You got a real ID?
No, but you can use your passport to fly, and I'm just going to do that because that doesn't expire for a number of years. And when it does, I'll just get another one. So any reason not to go to the DMV, I'm taking. So passport works. I'm good.
Al, you got a real ID?
No, I'm with Gio, though. I do have a passport, so... I have to get my license renewed, I think, in September of this year anyway, so.
But by, you know, so they're telling you that by May 7th, you need a real ID if you want to travel without a passport.
Yeah, I did also see people complaining that there are, in New Jersey, there are no real ID appointments available, so.
Well, see, that's the problem.
Not sure how we're doing that.
Yeah.
When does my 2028?
How many people work for the New Jersey DMV?
Oh, I would think a lot.
And what are their information, the IT systems they're using, or how old?
It's probably very, quite old.
Eddie, real ID?
You fly.
I have a passport and the passport card, so I don't actually have to bring the whole thing. And for domestic travel, the passport card is acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, they do that facial recognition now,
Canada
too.
And Mexico only.
We are domestic and for Canada and Mexico.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go overseas, yes.
You get real passport.
I have the regular passport, yeah.
See, I'm surprised that they're still using any of that stuff because of the facial recognition software they use at the airports.
Yeah, I know they do, yeah.
So they, like, you say, look here, you know, bang, and then they just verify it. And
got it.
And be like, you know,
hey, Gio, what's up?
Yeah. Well, sometimes that happens. By the way, I failed to mention, I'm sorry because it was a... Guy went out of his way to show up to the Nutty Irishman for the fundraiser on Saturday, but the general manager of Long Island Dragons, Peter Schwartz, showed up. And not only did he show up, he also had a raffle basket, Dragons raffle basket.
He did. Nice.
That he dropped off as well.
Well, look at that. That's participating in a community event and trying to get the NFLA's name out there.
I got to tell you, man. I mean, every move he's made since he's got in there, it's hard to argue with. He's done a great job.
What was he dressed like? Was he dressed like an executive now?
No, he didn't have a suit on or anything. Just jeans and a big shirt, you know, it was like a Henley, you know. But I got his business card too. By the
shirts
way.
Are like smocks.
Look, how about this?
Let me see this.
Peter Schwartz, New York Dragons business card. He was passing those out everywhere.
Well, his name is bigger than the dragon name.
Yeah, he was like, you should have seen him doling those things out. Hey, how's it going? Peter Schwartz, general manager of the New York Dragons of the NFLA. Hey, ever hear of the NFLA? I'm the general manager of the New York team, the Long Island team, New York Dragons. I brought the Dragons back.
What's the Jersey's team? What's their name? The Owls?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
So they play New Jersey at New York, Saturday, June 14th.
Mm.
Then Danbury at New York.
That's Flag Day, by the way, June 14th.
Okay. I don't know if they know that or not. Danbury at New York on June 21st. They play Danbury again at New York, July 28th, it looks like, or 26th.
Big rival. Yep.
And then Fitchburg.
Yeah. So they're having open tryouts, by the way.
Yes.
So I was thinking, you know, I honestly think that Pat Boyle could make the team.
I think he could, too.
Do you think he could make the team?
Well, I don't know, the way he dresses these days, I have no idea what the hell he's doing.
He's trying.
I think he's going through something.
What do you mean he's going through something?
Oh, he's going through something. What he wore to work today.
What did he wear?
It looked like boxer underwear.
Oh, he wore those short shorts?
Whatever those are, I have no idea. And you would think that there'd be a little bit of, I don't know,
couth?
Pride.
Couth. Yeah.
Like a dress code or something.
Yeah, we've made fun of him for this in the past, and he still doesn't change. So I do give him credit for that. That he just sticks with who he is.
Those shorts today were like, they looked like they were boxer underwear and they were up on his thighs.
Yeah, I've seen that before. And he's got the glasses. He's into trends, this Pat Boyle. He loves himself a trend. And these short shorts are trends. Did he have the high socks pulled up?
I didn't notice the socks. I just saw a big fat thigh sticking out. And I'm like, you know, I don't need to be seeing that at 5 a.m.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I think Pat Boyle could probably make the team. Or we could send Zoo out there, too, maybe for an offensive line competition.
No, I think Pat Boyle would be the guy.
He would be the guy to actually try to make it.
I mean, how old is Pat Boyle?
28, maybe. Somewhere in there. 29.
Well, he's a little bit older than Juan Soto.
Yeah, well, Juan Soto's 26, so he is older than Juan Soto, yes.
But he runs around like a maniac, so I don't see why he wouldn't make it. But then again, did he play football in high school?
He must have. I mean, the way that he was...
I don't know. A guy like him, he likes flag football.
Okay. I think he... I don't know, man. I'm telling you. I think he likes to get hit.
He looked like an athlete on the field when we played with him.
I mean, he's going to... You know what? We'll put it in a good word. We'll get him on the team.
He graduated high school 2013.
Okay.
Hey-o!
Boyle and Shen.
I mean, that whole Boyle and Shen
thing. So he's 18.
30.
He's 30 now. All right. He's on the wrong side of it now. He's like a running back. A lot of young kids are going to be running circles around him, but we can give it a shot. 30-year-old Pat Boyle.
I think...
the next Kurt Warner.
When you're thinking about promotion and you're thinking about putting it out there, a guy like Pat Boyle could be the guy that could bring the NFLA to the next level, just promotion-wise here.
The Stunat of the Week.
Yeah.
Well, Peter asked me to try out, and I said, there's no way, Peter. I was like, are you kidding me? Try out for this team, like in the spring? That is my biggest fear, is popping a hammy or an Achilles right before the summer. No way in hell. And I was like, I know you want to do like a gimmick, but we'll get somebody who actually could make the team.
I think Pat Boyle would give somebody a run for their money.
Yeah, send Izzo out there or Gallo or somebody. You know, Izzo's not a bad choice.
He's too thick. He's too thick and
slow.
But
he's too thick? What do you mean he's too thick?
He's thick and slow.
He was a two-way player in high school.
Yeah, but I know that, but he's a little bit too older now, too thick.
Isn't that what you want, though, if you're a lineman? Be thick?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know about his feet now. You know, you got to have good feet.
McMonagle was like, he won Athlete of the Year in his high school. He's 40 now.
A nose tackle.
Yeah, he's 40 now, though. Probably these kids, they run circles around him, too, I think.
Right, so I'm not sure of the formation, the personnel groupings in this NFLA. Do you know?
I don't know, no.
So it's got to be very similar to, if not exactly, the Arena Football League.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Pat can be, you could see Pat is like that tight end.
Or two-way guy. He could be a linebacker tight end type.
Yeah. He might be these guys are probably going to have to play
two-way. Or safety.
Ways.
Safety, like safety.
You know, like a Harrison Smith white safety spot, John Lynch.
Right.
One of those guys.
One of those guys, and he could also be like a Wes Welker type in the slot.
Yeah.
He's a slot guy.
Little Wes Welker, Julian Edelman on offense, John Lynch, Harrison Smith on defense.
Cooper DeJean.
Quite possibly.
Yes.
If Pat Boyle like legitimately makes the team and is a contributor to the New York Dragons, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
That would be absolutely amazing.
I think he would be perfect. You got to get Coach Filardi on the horn.
WFAN's Pat Boyle scored the game-winning touchdown as the Dragons took down the Danbury Schmuckfaces.
Yeah. Danbury Diesel.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the Danbury Diesel.
Oh, all right.
Fitchburg Heroes.
The New Jersey Ciphers.
Oh, the Ciphers.
What's a cipher, Eddie?
It's something used to break down a code, to decode something.
But it's an owl logo?
That's what it looked like to me.
But a cipher is what you use to break code.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe because...
Well, when they found the Enigma, they had to decipher the Enigma.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because owls are seen as smart, they made them the what are they called? The deciphers?
Cipher.
They really named a team after something that can decode? Like, that's really what they need? There's no way. There's got to be some other cipher owl out there. Some predatory bird named a... It has to be. I mean, come on.
Oh, it's not to break it. It's to... That's the act of encrypting it.
They named a team after that?
Yeah.
That's insane. There's no other term for cipher. There's no... Because it's an owl. Is their logo.
Well, yeah. I'm with Al. They're very wise.
I kind of like the logo.
Yeah.
You like it?
I do like the logo, but I don't understand.
I guess they're going to be green and yellow like the Packers.
I still don't understand the cipher. Like, it's like...
And he's holding something that kind of looks like, you know, something in code that was broken. It says New Jersey.
What? It's like the New Jersey fax machines.
There's something called Cypher the Owl in the game Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, there we go. Now we're on to something. That makes a little more sense than
this encryption machine. Again, remember, the NFL is not just football. It's entertainment as well.
Well, yeah, they do concerts after the games.
Right. So who's the concert going to be after their home?
They haven't announced that yet.
Oh, okay.
I bet you Del Judas is in there somewhere.
You'd think so.
You know he's in one of those Long Island ones. And you know that, I mean, Schwartz, he is all over that. He's going to try for the real Billy Joel. It's not going to work. And he's going to go for Del Judas. And that first game is going to be, it's going to be Cyphers. Are they playing Danbury or the Cyphers? I think it's Cyphers' first game. Hosting the Cyphers on Flag Day and with Mike Del Judas after the game. Guaranteed.
You think so?
That's going to kick off the season. I mean, who else? I mean, can you do much better than that? I don't think you can. I mean, it's not like he's going to be booking Luke Combs.
Mm.
It's going to be Del Judas. People show up to see Del Judas.
How about the guys that are with us?
The guys that are with us.
Adam and the Metalhawks.
Oh, Adam and the Metalhawks. Yeah, they're Long Island guys. It's a possibility.
Somebody like that.
Yeah, that's another good one. Maybe for game two. They'll get Adam and the Metalhawks. Not a bad idea. Jack on Long Island. What's going on, Jack?
Boomer and Gio, what is going on, boys?
What is up, Jack? What do you got, man?
So I was at it was a couple weeks ago, but I was waiting for the band to be back together to bring this up. 2 weeks ago, I'm at the St. Paddy's Day Parade in Wausau. Great parade. I got a Long Island Dragons banner walking through. But the issue is, Peter is nowhere in sight. You got two people holding the Dragons banner and no one else. How do you not have your GM there? Come on.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair question. It can't be everywhere at once, though. I mean, he's getting pulled in all sorts of different directions.
He's trying to hire a coach, trying to get, you know, a practice schedule together, traveling.
But you would think, though, at the Wausau St. Paddy's Day Parade, that's right in his wheelhouse.
Did he have a mascot yet?
Yeah, Sparky.
So Sparky's going to be their mascot, too?
Yeah. Remember, he was at the unveiling of the team name, Sparky.
Do you think Sparky's jealous that they have another dragon? What is Sparky? Is Sparky an alligator or dragon?
No, Sparky's a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jack, for reporting on that. Yeah, Sparky's, that's why they came from the New York Dragons. So the Islanders took Sparky when...
Oh, Sparky was a dragon before he was an Islander mascot?
Now it makes sense, a little bit more sense, because you're like, why would the Islanders have a dragon mascot?
So Sparky started with the Arena Football New York Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Then they disbanded, and everybody loved Sparky so much they needed to find him a home, so they made him an Islander.
So now it's an all year-round job again.
Yeah, year-round job. Now he's going to have to change his jersey.
Great. That is great.
But I always loved Niles, who's like the drunk fisherman mascot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just he is the best, disheveled, wearing a hockey helmet.
Perfect.
Yes. When he walks by, he reeks of Miller Lite. You're like, wow.
That's what I think.
Is he still around?
Oh, yeah. Niles is still around. Yeah.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, I mean, he's still around. I mean, I love that mascot because he's you want to talk about like that's an Islander fan right there.
Yeah, but you can't have a drunk mascot going up to a 4-year-old.
He's not really drunk. I'm just saying he looks drunk. He's not really drunk. But when they go up to the 4-year-old, I've said this before, but Niles goes up to the 4-year-old, looks up and goes, Dad.
I mean, it's been, look, Sparky, like I told you, the grandkids love Sparky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to get all over Sparky. But now Sparky has double duty now. That's good.
Let's go to Justin and Patterson. What's going on, Justin?
Uber and Geo? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Justin.
I just want to publicly call out Peter Schwartz. A couple months ago, I called about interviewing Coach Prime for the job, and I just saw that Prime signed a 5-year extension with Colorado. I think he missed a big opportunity there.
Yeah, no, me too. He didn't even call him. You know, it's one of those things like when the Jets didn't even call Gruden or they didn't even speak to Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy. It's just, you know, get him in the building. You know, just get you pick his brain at the very least. At the very least, pick Dion's brain and say, listen, man, this is big market. This is market number one. We're bringing the Dragons back. And you could, if the Giants draft Shador, you can live here. You'd be right next to him. He didn't do that.
But I kind of think that Peter understands the power of promotion, hence why he went back to the Dragon name.
Oh, 100%.
Because, you know, the Dragon name is etched in all of us Long Islanders' history. And we know that. And now we can reflect back on all the great times that we had.
Mm-hmm. As Dragon fans.
So Peter,
it's like when
kinda,
the Browns got brought back to Cleveland.
Yeah, Peter kind of understands that promotion part of it.
Yeah, I mean, and all kidding aside, like he's done just about everything right. I mean, he named the team the Dragons again, which just sparks all the things you were talking about.
And he doesn't have to pay for another, you know, mascot.
That's right. He got Sparky in there. He hired a coach that everybody loves, local guy.
Yep.
He's got his business cards. He's asking us to get somebody at WFAN to try out so he gets some promotion there. We're going to send Pat Boyle there to make the team. You think he has his son try out?
Oh, 100%.
Be a long snapper?
I think. Well, do they have long snappers? They don't kick. They just field goal.
Eddie?
I know they used to kick field goals in the Arena League with a really narrow goalpost.
Yes.
Was there a long snapper? They just like have a holder that would just hold the ball there?
No, because they'd have to snap it and kick it.
Well, if that's the case, then you know that you're going to get a Bradley Schwartz spot.
Yeah, but is this count against his college?
No, because it's nil now. You can do whatever you want.
I don't think you can play for a professional sports team and play for a college team. You can't do that.
Well, who's going to be checking on that? Someone's going to come bring the hammer down on the Schwartz family here?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Unfortunately, yes.
NCAA is going to come after him?
I don't know if it's the NCAA or somebody else.
Well, maybe you should then drop out, just be a pro football player. He's got that opportunity.
Snapperhead.
Dad's a GM. I got to go do this. I'm sorry. Here's my calling. I got to go long snap for the Dragons against the Cyphers and the Enfla. Sorry, coach. I mean, got to let him go.
After all that stuff that Bradley went through, I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
He went through a lot of stuff. You know that.
He did. I understand. But he's in a good place now up there in Western Connecticut. But I do think that getting paid the long snap's better than doing it in college.
Nah, let him enjoy his college years. That's what I say.
But you don't know how long the NFL is going to be around.
But then again, you don't know what kind of nil deal he got from Western Connecticut.
I looked into the NFL rule book and no kicking.
Oh, what a shame. So that dream's dead. They already have a rule book for the NFL?
Well, they do have, they have some sort of rules. It says the elimination of kicking not only removes the need for a kicker, goalposts, or higher roof arenas that would have increased costs.
Yeah. Sounds like radio.
That's the problem. They've got to be very, very careful about that.
They can't have guys kicking field goals into the ceilings of these places.
Exactly. And by the way, Eddie, did you see the United Football League this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I watched three of the four games, at least in part.
Anything stand out?
Something stood out to me, and that was that they had the chip and the ball.
Yeah, I did like that. And they had the chest cams on a lot of the players.
Right, so they had a chip in the ball to determine first down or not first down.
Okay, and it worked?
And it worked.
No issues?
Yeah, but the ref would spot it first, so that was still a human element. But wherever he spotted it, then they could use the technology to determine.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
I did, too.
King of Fakakta football at East Kazari, watching three out of the four UFL games.
I didn't go that deep into it.
And the D.C. Defenders upset the champion Birmingham Stallions. St. Louis Battlehawks.
Yeah.
Someone. Arlington.
Arlington's got
yeah, Arlington. They had ugly uniforms. They don't like you.
No, they won. I'm sorry. They beat Houston.
Arlington beat Houston.
They got three teams in Texas? San Antonio?
Yeah, the Houston. Brahmas. So wow. I think the St. Louis beat the Brahmas? I'm not exactly sure.
Eddie.
Get your Fakakta football straight, will you? All right, we'll look that up for anybody who cares.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Somehow this came across my feed over the weekend and I sent it to a couple buddies. It was Giant fans reacting to the Daniel Jones draft day. and how fans were just like annoyed by that and their reactions. You know, fans
down in Nashville that year, I believe.
Yeah, and fans can get crazy that way, whether it's right or wrong. But it's just funny watching the emotional attachment to your team during the draft.
Yeah, and generally that's for the Jet fan.
Right.
All those years of them picking guys that they didn't want to see.
So our belief, and I think most people believe, that the Giants will have a pick of either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. One of those two guys is going to be there along with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, and maybe one of the quarterbacks, maybe not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. One of the quarterbacks could be in there. Okay, so the point being is, like, I can't wait to see what the overall fan reaction is. I mean, because the safe pick, let's say Abdul Carter's there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because Travis Hunter was taken by Cleveland or whatever. And it's Abdul Carter and it's Shedeur Sanders.
Hey, we're going to find out how they feel about Shedeur Sanders.
Let's say it's Shador's gone at number two to Cleveland, maybe. And it's Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter.
Listen, it's going to be fun. I mean, unfortunately, you got to suffer through these terrible seasons to have the draft be this exciting. But it's going to be fun. And then the Jets, I have no idea what the hell is going to happen with them.
I think offensive line, or they'll trade out and they'll try to acquire more picks and get more players.
Mooch.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's if one of their offensive, you know, one of those good offensive tackles will go with Fashion, who is there, maybe they go after him.
They're not booing,
by the way,
they're saying
mooch.
This
thing is loaded with edge rushers.
Yeah.
This draft, the top of this draft is loaded with, I think, six edge rushers. So they can go that way, too.
All right, Jerry, what's happening, man?
All right, well, very timely because Aaron Glenn just spoke at the owner meeting, so we're all over this stuff. I think it was Rich Cimini that asked him the question, you guys seem like you're kind of moving along very quietly and not making any waves. Here was Glenn.
It is by design. And listen, I'm a huge believer in just moving in silence and, you know, letting things play out like they need to play out.
Moving in silence is what he said there, as it kind of trailed off a little bit. He says it's all by design.
Listen, let's just make the moves we need to make. Listen, this doesn't need to be a big hoopla of what we're doing. We just want to go out about our business and coach these players and try to create an atmosphere for the players that's totally different, probably what they've been used to.
Get rid of the circus. Is what
I mean, it's completely the opposite. And most teams do that. Most teams go from one extreme to the other. And here we are now stuck in, really, and it's a whole new way of doing things. At least that's what it's going to be, from everything internally to now externally as well.
Expectations of new players coming in. This was one more from Glenn.
I want the free agents to play like draft picks. I want our third-round picks to play like first-round picks. I want our first-round picks to wear a gold jacket at some point. And that's the job of coaches.
So that was courtesy of SNY, yes.
So the audio is terrible. I would have told you to get it, but I just watched this funny video. Mike Tomlin is speaking, and right next to him is one of the beat writers who's been there for a long time, Mark Caboli, who I know from the years I was out there. And he's a large man. Like, he knows he's a large man. He makes jokes about himself.
He's like the Peter Schwartz of...
Of Pittsburgh media. So okay. He says to Mike Tomlin, he goes, hey, coach, you know, me and DK Metcalf, we have something in common. You know, he says that he eats like 3 to 4 candy bars a day. And Tomlin goes, really? And he goes, yeah, you know, and me too. And he goes, well, you guys wear it differently. It was just perfect. Everybody was laughing. But yeah, Caboli's a big dude.
Hey, he looks so disinterested too.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
You know what? Usually, to me, it looked like he was in some sort of trance.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a sugar high or a sugar low trance or something, but he looked like he did not want to be there. His mouth was open. His eyes were closed.
It was
sitting right next to Tommy.
It's actually eye-opening when you see it.
Yeah. You're like, what's is he okay?
Right, exactly.
He's okay.
Well, here was Tomlin. He was also speaking this morning, as you're referencing. Don't know who the quarterback's going to be in Pittsburgh. But that's by the way, he was sweating profusely. I don't know
Tomlin,
you know,
was?
Yeah. I don't know if they're in a really warm room. Were they in Florida somewhere, West Palm Beach or something?
Yes, I think so.
He says, it's all right where we're at.
I do believe that. And that's we believe that's Justin is the starter.
Tomlin.
That's Mooch.
Who's that?
There it is. Mooch.
I'm getting to that.
I'm really comfortable with being unsettled this time of year, to be quite honest with you. It's about talent acquisition. We got two main means of acquiring talent, free agency in the draft. We multitask. We do both.
I don't know why it says main means. I'm thinking main drain.
Main drain, main man, main means.
It's pretty fun.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers, Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network reporting that Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf had a throwing session together this weekend. So that's not dead.
I would say that's not dead. Huh. How about that? Mention NFL Network. Peter Schrager, I guess, gave his notice today.
Yeah, for Good Morning Football or for NFL Network totally?
No, Good Morning Football.
Just Good Morning Football?
Yep.
Okay.
Here was one more from Tomlin. What he took from, this is very honest, what he took from last season and how it ended.
It's hard, but it's fair, and that's what I love about it. You know, you work all year in an effort to be moving in, at the right trajectory at the significant point of the year. And the reality of 2024 for us was as the road got narrow, we were not one of the elites. And thankfully for us, we played the elites.
And showed them where they stacked up. So that's actually a pretty good, honest answer. Here was Muji, the one I started to play. He was talking about Fields and how good he is, and that he is going to be the Jets' starting quarterback. So now what do you do in the draft? Will you not draft a quarterback if one is sitting there for you at 7?
We'll evaluate, just like any position, we're going to evaluate the quarterbacks, the entire class, right? and that's the same for every position. It doesn't change our approach. We'll have those meetings and evaluate every quarterback.
That's very well done by CBS Sports Network.
CBS Sports Network's got his hand motions captured in 3 different photos, and that's just a little taste of what he does. I mean, it's the fist. He puts the right fist up, and then the left fist up, and then he puts them together. That's a big thing he likes to do.
He is very active, that is for sure, with the hands. Anyhow, the Yankees beat the Brewers on Sunday. They banged another few home runs. They hit, for the weekend, a whopping 15 of them. 12-3 was the final yesterday. Here was Jazz Chisholm on the YES Network. He had a big game yesterday with a couple of home runs and 5 RBIs, saying we're off to a great start.
I'm just locked in because I be working with Aaron Judge every day, you know what I'm saying? So, but we're having a lot of fun over here. You know, we're enjoying it, and we're going to keep on riding it out all year.
And here was Judge talking about Judge and Jazz, Judge and Jazz.
Oh, my goodness. Jazz has been swinging the bat all year in spring training, even now. You know, he kind of came in with a different attitude in the spring training that he was a man on a mission to go out there and do something special. So it's been fun to watch him this first series, and excited to see him for the rest of the season.
And now the Yankees get a day off. That was with Susan after the game, while the Mets will be in Miami. The Mets were off yesterday. We know about Francisco Lindor's rough weekend. He was asked the other day if anything's been lingering from spring training this time around.
I probably had the same amount of bats I normally have. I did came in not peaking, where usually I come in peaking.
Yeah, well, that has not been the case. I do like his very subtle answer here. How do you get yourself going early part of the season?
I guess I got to put the ball in play. Focus on not hitting it to the opposing players.
that does help.
Yeah.
Hit them where they ain't.
As simple as that.
For 11.
Oof. And by the way, the Braves off to an 0-4 start, getting swept by San Diego this weekend, capped last night by losing to the Padres. They got one hit, and I believe it was in Nick Pivetta that pitched. He faced the minimum. Mets 1-2, Miami 3-1 to get things started. A couple of other things we've got for you this hour. Of course, the Knicks took on the Blazers. They won 110-93. Here was OG Anunoby. He had 28 points. He was on MSG postgame talking about hitting his stride offensively.
Just being aggressive, trusting my work, and then my teammates trusting me, finding me when I'm open, and then me just shooting with confidence.
And it wasn't just him. Mikal Bridges had 28 points as well. Here was Bridges, why he was on target.
To trust my work and my teammates, you know, I think, you know, just, you know, let me play, get, you know, get me involved and try to make the right read. That's pretty much it. Just all credit to my teammates.
Knicks now 47-27, and help is on the way. Jalen Brunson spoke pregame and talked about getting back to basketball activities. Would not say much more than that, but 20 games over 500 for the Knicks. Josh Hart, by the way, another near triple-double, 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists, and they are almost whole as a team as we get closer and closer to the playoffs. The Nets were off. They'll be in Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks on the Fan at 8:20. Kevin Durant might be getting paid to not play again. Not sure if you saw any of this in the... So how about this final score in Phoenix? The Rockets 148, the Suns 109. Here was Durant, though.
This, unfortunately, is why. A drive to the basket by Kevin Durant. And yeah, you could see from that angle, looked a lot more severe. Ege is completely rolled over on the side of that foot.
Remember the Cooper Flagg injury? I'm not saying it's like that, but it's pretty close the way his ankle and foot went the wrong way as he stepped on the foot driving to the basket. Came out of the game early in the third quarter, and they are not sure of the severity of that injury. But Houston in that game shot 57%. Easy way to win that game. So, and that was Kevin Ray on Phoenix Suns TV. You had Houston beat Tennessee, NCAA tournament 69-50. Auburn beat Michigan State 70-64. So they will be in San Antonio on Saturday night. You've got Florida and Auburn, two teams from the SEC facing off, winner going to the championship, and Houston takes on Duke in the other. And then that's what Monday night, tip off probably right around 9 p.m. as you pointed out. Hurricanes beat the Islanders 6-4. You've got the Devils and the Wild tonight. And in golf on Sunday, Min Woo Lee did win the Texas Children's Houston Open. I should have checked. That's his first win, right?
It is. On tour? Yep. And so, if you watched Full Swing on Netflix, they profiled him.
Yeah.
And his sister is a fantastic golfer on the LPGA Tour, has won multiple times, and they talked about this shadow that he's in his family because he never got a chance to win. So he won, and he did the funny aim point thing. You know, people.
But he also, according to her, he's the personality in the family.
Yeah, she's just like straightforward
and very forward about her golf, and just stays in her lane.
Yeah, it was wild watching that. It's not like there's just no one at the golf course for those events, and he's just walking around. You know, it's strange, but.
Good for him. He beat Scottie Scheffler and Gary Woodland by one shot apiece.
All right, moment of the day. A little lengthy. So the subject of AI came up earlier this morning, and I did note something from Suzanne Summers' widower. There's a Suzanne Summers robot that he's got.
What? And he got a robot of her?
Am I telling that right, Al?
Correct, yep. It can talk to him.
And looks like her?
It looks like a younger version of her from the images that are out there.
That is sick. I'm sorry.
You know who she looks like, if this is the right picture? She looks like the new AG Pam Bondi. That's what she looks like.
The large-breasted robot.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay. It really doesn't look like. I don't know.
I
don't
like I said, it would have to be a young version of her. But when I think of Chrissy on Three's Company, that doesn't look like her either to me.
Does he have an intimate relationship?
Making love to a robot.
I mean, that doesn't
don't
look like her.
I don't know. I do not know.
It looks like an attractive young blonde woman, but
I don't think it's a robot you can make love to, what I was told.
By who? By who? Right. I was told.
I mean, I'm sure you can do whatever
you want.
Are you
talking
to
Gronk again?
Right.
Did you really? Did you Gronk that?
No, but nowhere in the articles, I read multiple articles, did it say it was a sex robot. This is more of a like an AI-type intelligent robot.
Got it. But I mean, if you wanted to do something to it, I'm sure you
I mean,
could.
People have sex with blow-up dolls. Like, why would you not have sex with a robot that looks like a human?
That's a great question. Would I have sex with a robot? That would probably.
I think I might too. I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to run from this.
There you go. Moment of the day. Enjoy your Monday.
Yeah, and then Al put it in our heads the guilt you would feel after your intimate night with a robot and having to put her back in the closet.
Right, you're not going to throw it out. It might cost a lot of money.
Like you had
that device from that radio station. You tossed it.
I did throw that out, yeah.
You spend thousands of dollars on a robot. You ain't tossing it.
No. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hopefully cleaned more frequently than the ball pit.
Right, the trampoline park.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, so we talked about this earlier this morning, this whole thing now with Comcast and the YES Network. There's a very good chance that the YES Network's going to be pulled off of Comcast by the end of the week.
Yeah, and we've seen this with MSG and Comcast, now with YES and Comcast. SNY's been in battles. I feel like this happens a lot, and then eventually it gets worked out. But do you think this is going to be one that has got more legs than these others?
You know, I know every side's got their argument, and I hate getting in the middle of this and saying who's this and who's that and who's right and who's wrong. And I know that the fans are the ones that end up getting screwed, but in this case, I guess if Comcast has a part of SNY and they're putting it on their basic cable package, I'm not a Comcast user, so I don't I don't know about this, but this would, I'm kind of being reading through this. It sounds like SNY is on the basic cable package for Comcast, but then Comcast wants to charge people for $20 a month or $240, obviously, for the 10-month season, or I guess for the next 10 months.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and then the whole SNY thing you explained earlier, you understand Yes's side of the thing. I don't know the Comcast side of it. What used to be in the city back in the day? Was it Time Warner Cable back in the day?
I feel like it was Time Warner. And
I remember. I liked that one.
Then it became Spectrum.
Then it became Spectrum. When I lived in the city, I had Time Warner Cable, and I was like, this one, it felt good. Like, that was a good one.
Right, I feel like we have Optimum.
Yeah.
We have Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
There's Comcast. And then, of course, you have Verizon.
Verizon Fios. Yeah. Yep.
I'm sure I'm missing one or two of the different cable companies, but most of these cable companies like Optimum, like I told you, the fiber optic from Optimum is unbelievable.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, fast as you can get. Got
it
in my house.
Doesn't get any faster than that.
That's what you got to do, especially if you're going to cord cut and stream everything. You got to get the highest quality internet.
But we all know what the issue is. One of the app carriers has one of them. And the other app carrier doesn't have it. And to interface in between the two is a pain in the ass. Mm. That's why the MLB app, at least if they can get all the kinks out of it, actually works the best.
Yeah, but I mean, they had a disaster. And then you got to pay $25 a month to get the Mets. I mean, it's really not that great of an option.
Well, I mean, if you're a Comcast, if you're a Comcast user, why would you do that? Because
you got SNY for no extra money.
Right.
Yeah, so if you're a Mets fan, but if you're a Yankees fan, then what the hell do? You either got to go to the Gotham app. How much is the Gotham app? Do we know how much? It's like $50 a month or something.
And
crazy.
That includes MSG on that as well. God. But I don't know. There has to be a consolidation at some point. The question, I feel like we're all growing with these teams or trying to figure out, not teams, but just the actual cable companies, the apps, the cutting of the cord. I mean, we're all learning as we go.
$42 a month for the Gotham app.
Which is all the MSG,
mm-hmm.
right? And yes. Yep.
And then you can get a yearly subscription for $360.
And notice they're not hooked in with SNY.
That's right, they are not.
Yeah, because Comcast has SNY.
I've heard a lot of issues with the Gotham app and the streaming stuff too, but yeah, at some point it'll all come together somewhere, somehow.
What's going to be interesting now that ESPN is out of Major League Baseball, I don't know if they'll re-up or start discussions or something again with baseball and ESPN. Who knows? But watching this NFL thing over the next 5 years is going to be fascinating.
Talking about like the TV rights and Netflix get involved and Amazon and everybody.
All of that stuff, yep. Yes. And, still they do have an antitrust exemption just simply because they are a monopoly, and they do have to put, supposedly free TV. Is there free TV? Nobody has any free TV anymore.
I don't think so. I think, didn't Jerry say that he had, like, he tried to do something, like just a regular cable thing that was free or something?
They were saying that NFL has to be over the air. A certain amount of games has to be over there on Sunday where you can get it on your local TV channel, but
there's
we're all paying for it.
There's no rabbit ears anymore, so I don't know how you do that. I don't know. I thought Jerry did something like that, and he was able to get a couple of channels in his basement.
Well, there are a bunch of free channels like Pluto TV. I can't think of the other ones, but there's a bunch like that.
Let me ask you a question. All right, that's a free channel, but how are you bringing that channel into your house?
They have their own either individual apps or some of the streaming services
that
you're paying for. Like, you could do a streaming service that you're not paying for, and it'll only give you the free channels.
Okay.
But it's all these, like...
You're still paying for the for your internet connection.
Sure.
You're still paying for something.
Correct.
Nothing's free in this world, Boomer. You know that.
Don't I know?
I mean, that's the reason why that phrase is out there, man. Can't get anything for free.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think I got a setup now where I'm actually happy with it. I got what I need.
Yeah, so I'm sure that, do you have any idea what you're paying per month?
I actually went through this. One of the commercials got me for the Rocket.
Yeah, you did? Okay, yes.
So there's like the Rocket app. They did this like, how many subscriptions do you have? Rocket will do it for you.
You got to subscribe to the Rocket app for them to look at your subscriptions.
Yeah, but they don't
So the only time that you ever give them anything, because I didn't pay them a fee to join, but like if they lower a bill of yours, like if you ask them to lower a bill, like I got them to lower my Verizon Wireless bill. And then they got like a small percentage of that, like 5%. And you get to choose how much they get.
It's like grieving your taxes on
Long Island. And then I don't have to sit there on the phone with some idiot. They do it. So you just give them all the, you know.
Give them all your information.
Yeah. Well, as far as my account goes, I don't care. I mean, whatever. It's my cell phone account. But all the other stuff as far as like you.
So you did the whole Rocket Money thing. That's basically what you did. So it looked at every one of your subscriptions.
And it says what you have. I'd have to go
what's
back
coming
in
up to pay and what you have to pay.
Right, and then I was, and then I went to Gene, and do we really need this? Yes, I watched this show on there. Okay. Do we really need that? We could probably get rid of this. You know, one of those things.
Well, you wiped out a couple. Plus in your house.
Well, yeah, but that's that bundle. That's the easiest one, I think. That Disney, Hulu, ESPN Plus bundle is probably the best deal there is out there.
For what you're watching in your house. Yes.
But I just think overall, all things equal.
All things equal.
The amount of stuff that you get with those three for that price, whatever it is now. I mean, I have it all broken down in the app, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay.
But let's see, Hulu bundle. Now I got to know. Do you have the Hulu bundle?
I don't.
You don't have it?
No.
Hulu bundle price. I mean, let's see. $27 for the three of them with no ads.
Yes?
No, you don't.
Get SNY?
No, you don't get those.
Get MSG?
No, you don't get that either. There's another one here.
By the way, the other thing, what they do when you're subscribing to these things, you'll get an email. I don't know. They usually send it out on a Thursday night, Friday, it seems like, letting you know that there's a $2.10 increase to your bill.
Oh, yeah. I love that. YouTube TV smacked everybody over the head. It was more than that. It was like a $10 or $12 increase. They were like, here you go. We're just going to ruin a good thing here. Everybody was switching to us because we had the cheapest, best service, and now we're going to ruin it.
It is mind-numbing. It really is mind-numbing.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to follow all of it.
All we want to do is watch sports.
Hey, the days of basic cable, that was so simple.
Murder documentaries.
You could flip channels. You know, you could just go wherever you want
to
go.
That's all I really need is to flip channels, have the local stuff, and then something to record, like a DVR. That's all I need. Just give me that. I need everything else. Right? That's all I really need.
Yeah, I don't DVR anything. You don't have to DVR anything anymore. You can get anything you want.
But, yeah. But you can. There's certain shows, though, that, like, when it pops up on demand, you got to sit through commercials, whereas if you record it when it airs the first time, you can fast forward it.
Oh, I see.
So there's issues with that.
No,
whole
I'm
thing.
Not into the Hell Housewife things like you are.
So. I'm not into it. Gene is into it. I tell you the smut that I watch. I'm not running from it. The Housewives I don't watch. I watch the Temptation Island smut, the Love Is Blind smut. I'll watch that occasionally. The MTV Challenge smut. If Gina's got that going on, a little bit of a competitive show. But I don't watch the Housewives. I haven't watched them in a while.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.